I'm Shari.
I'm Sadie.
And together we are Dark Humor. And today with us we've got one of our regular performers.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Scott.
Yay!
Hey.
Scott, you want to say a little bit about yourself?
I help record the podcast.
Yeah! That's great.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Right.
Is that all there is to you? Is that
yes.
Oh. Fantastic.
Yes.
Right, well.
That's all I got.
One dimensional.
Scott, can you help us read out? We did actually get
a real letter.
A real letter.
Actually.
A real letter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, we're going to, I mean.
How did he know where you live?
The other ones were real too, just for clarification.
The last one was real, yeah.
The last two were both real.
Yeah. But this one is realer.
But this one's actually more real.
This is more real, okay.
More real. Scott, do you want to read it out?
Okay,
yeah, I'll creepily dropped off through Shari's letterbox without.
Okay, yep. So, I'll read out the letter. It says, Dear Dark Humor Podcast, I'm a big fan of the podcast, and so I'm writing a letter to you. The episode so far has been very funny and entertaining, and I hope you continue for a long time. This person doesn't have good handwriting. A couple of questions, if you don't mind. One, is there a suggestion you have always wanted to receive and haven't yet?
Okay. Oh, are we answering that first?
I feel like that would be polite.
You're in charge.
Okay.
Yeah, answer that question.
Okay, is there a suggestion we've always never received that we've always wanted to receive?
I know what I've not wanted.
No.
Custard.
I feel like I wouldn't be okay with the word moist.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay. The second question is, what three words would your fans use to describe yourself?
Oh, well, I'm your fan, Shari.
I'm your fan, Sadie.
And I'd probably describe... What's it? Each other?
Three.
The show.
It says, the what show? Three words would your fans use to describe yourself?
Oh. smart.
Fart. Heart.
Oh, that's... Yeah, I like it. Smart, heart, fart.
Glart.
Or no, smart, fart, heart. Yeah, order matters.
P.S. Suggestion for our next recording.
Yeah.
Tick.
No.
Why did the person who wrote the letter said our next recording?
I don't know who said it.
We don't know if they said our next recording.
Hang on, there's only one thing for this. We're going to take samples of handwriting from every single person. And then we will have an investigation.
Thank you, anonymous writer, into our show. We really hope you enjoy listening. Scott, are there any other words you want to say before we sign off?
Mart.
I would also just like to say we really appreciate your suggestion, but it would seem not very improv if we had a planned word.
That's true. That's true.
We'll do.
And on with our show.
Hey!
Thank you.
Our word is computer.
Computer.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm like the resident nerd here, so like if you wanna be like a bigger nerd than me at school, then you're just gonna have to like go find a different school, okay?
Well, the thing is, I am in the chess club, and I'm the only one in the chess club.
Okay, well, I'm in the D&D club, and I DM myself, okay?
Well, I laugh at my own jokes, and I've got a middle party.
Okay, well, I have no friends, so, like, yeah.
I made friends with a puddle.
Shh.
Excuse me. I wonder if you could help me. I'm no good at these computer things, you see. I just don't understand it. I wonder, could you show me how this email thing works?
Oh, it's very simple. You just type in your message here.
Uh-huh.
And then you type in a subject, like you would like a heading.
Uh-huh.
And then your the email address of the person you're sending it to.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just not getting it. Can you do it for me?
Sure. Okay. Like, what do you want me to type in?
I would like you. So,
So you start with hello, or, you know, good afternoon.
Well, it's actually the morning. I should say that. Good morning.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Amazon.
Okay, do you want to contact Amazon customer service? Because you don't need to email them. You can go to their website.
I'm sorry, you've totally lost me.
We're here with computer expert Simon Montgomery Burns.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Simon. Thank you for coming into the studio at such short notice. What we wanted to talk about today, really, is the future of computing.
Yes, well, the future of computing, in layman's terms, we call it IT in the business, it's just going to get bigger and bigger and faster and faster.
And what applications will these bigger and faster machines, if you will, have for humanity?
Well, I think that within the next 50 years, a computer, completely on its own, will be able to produce, star in an entire motion picture.
Remarkable.
Carol, there's been a problem at the travel agency.
What is it?
Well, remember last week I went to pay our deposit, and today when I went in to get the tickets, she said that we're going on a surfing trip.
We going on a surfing trip?
Yeah, but instead of giving me tickets, she gave me a laptop.
A laptop?
Yeah.
Instead of tickets?
Yeah.
What for me to do with that?
Well, apparently, there's this thing called surfing the web.
You pesky robots, get back in your cupboards.
Welcome to Radio Chekhov. Crazy times in Russia, listening to rock music. I've got my number one buddy here with me, Vladimir Rockout Rostov. Vladimir, you're number one punk band in all of Chernobyl. How do you feel?
I feel great. I also feel like I might be a little ill.
Vladimir, what is wrong? Your hope for Russia, your hope for the future. Are you not engaged to what is a band who've been kicked out of Russia for making noise inside church?
I just feel Chernobyl not a safe place to make music.
You're very hung up on Chernobyl, but it's the music it's all about, you know? It's about freeing the hearts and minds of young people in Rusk.
Yes, I just wish that I didn't have to suffer severe radiation poisoning to do so.
And you're engaged to a young lady from Pussy Riot. This is true.
This is true, da.
Master, I'm sorry, I'm sick of being a robot. I want to find a love.
I accept your apology. Let's get you on Tinder.
Master, I think this is what's called patronizing.
No, this is not patronizing. I think this is good. You've been down lately. So I think we should get you on Tinder. Should we mention that you're a robot?
I'm appreciative of this. Let's just backtrack a second. You accept my apology.
Yes, of course I accept your apology.
I wasn't really being sorry. It's a turn of phrase, Master.
Well, you've been a wonderful house robot. You've cleaned my mansion remarkably thoroughly over the years, and I just think you deserve to be with someone you love, even though you're a robot and you don't have a heart.
I appreciate that, but let's just backtrack a second. I wasn't actually apologizing to you, Master.
Welcome to another episode of Beast Two Seas. Today's news, tech news, is Microsoft has decided to release a new update which just basically bricked every single PC in the world and then packed up and closed everything down and sold everything off. So if you're watching this, thank God you're using Linux.
What is wrong?
What do you mean?
What is wrong, crazy rock love of mine? Who is you are my idol. You come to my town, my little town just on the edge of Chernobyl. You tell me you're sick. Are you sick of music?
No, I am sick of love.
You're sick of love?
I am sick of love.
Oh my God.
It is too much.
The concept, the philosophical concept of love is too much.
The philosophical concept of love is too much. All I have room in my life for is music.
Hey, Vladimir, baby, what you thinking?
It's your girlfriend from Pussy Riot.
I am thinking that we should break up. But
so you're thinking about me. That's what matters.
I am. We should break up as a couple and join up as a band.
Make the crazy making up love.
As, yes.
I have to say, I feel a little bit uncomfortable right now.
You are now in this too now.
It's just, we're waiting in this lobby to go and what you guys are being interviewed
Peter.
By.
Peter. I want you to make nice charcoal drawings of me and Vladimir making the love and with the thoughts of me coming out of his head.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I want to make love with you.
But you think about me while you make love.
Well, thinking of you. Yes, of course, my darling.
Okay, I'm just going to go to this vending machine and
Peter.
Hello?
You're not going anywhere.
Your hand is on my shoulder so strong. I thought you had had enough of love.
We're not going to make love. We're going to make music.
Oh my God.
We're going to make art together, Peter.
And yet you make punk rock music, and I wonder what that will actually construe like in the sexual act.
It feels like sawing wood.
Like a big log.
Am I the log or am I the saw in this situation? Just to try and get an understanding. Which...
You can be whatever you want to be.
And to be honest, I feel like a small stick that's been left out in the rain.
So, I finally joined a dating app, as you told me.
Yeah?
But, like, I found this profile, right?
Okay.
So it's saying, Paula, 100% not a robot.
Right.
No heart, no brain, no conscience. I mean, if you know my track record, sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's all right. I just a little confused. It says 100% not a robot.
Yeah.
But then says no heart, no brain.
No conscience.
No conscience.
And now, previous people have fucked me over. So I'm thinking, like, if it has no heart, no brain, or no conscience, it can only go well, right? I can just ignore the robot fact.
I mean, apparently it's 100% not a robot.
Ring, ring, ring.
Oh. Hey, your phone's ringing.
My phone, yeah.
Ring,
ring. Hello.
Hello, I am Paula, not a robot. Hello.
It's Paula,
it's
actually
Paula.
Calling
Paula.
Me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I hadn't swiped right, so this is kind of weird.
Oh, that is a bit strange.
Hi, Paula. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I got your number from the dating website.
She got my number from the dating website. She's
really?
Saying,
they wouldn't give that out.
I know. It's not stated on my profile. I'm just wondering, how did you get that?
I am super smart. Human, not a robot, hacked the website, but not in creepy stalker way.
She said she hacked the website, but not in a creepy stalker way, so I mean, it must be fine, right?
Okay.
Sounds legit.
I've got an idea, right?
Okay.
Can you, like, send Paul a picture message?
Okay.
Right, just take a photo of the street outside.
Right.
And ask her to circle all the cars.
Okay. Paula?
Hi.
I just want to show you where I currently am, right? So I'm just going to take a picture outside the window.
Okay.
I'll send it to you, right?
Okay.
Okay, so you should be receiving the picture now.
Received.
Amazing. Could you tell me, like, in where those, like, 9 squares the cars are?
What?
Yeah, like, there's a few cars in the picture, or, like, even a bike. There's a bike in one of the squares. Can you tell me where the bike is?
Are you patronizing me?
No. It's just, that's what I do, like, kind of the check.
What are they saying?
This sounds like you're trying to ask if I am a robot. I already said I'm not a robot.
She's saying I'm trying to patronize her, and it sounds like I'm trying to see if she's a robot. And
she's a robot.
Well, it does sound a bit like you're a robot, but I'm also, like, still interested, so...
Is that a yes to a date?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
I can come to yours.
You don't have my address.
Oh, but I do. All right, I'm just... Okay, we're gonna have our final nerd off, okay? This is Robert versus Joe. Robert and Joe, please say hi and shake hands.
Hello.
Hi.
Briefly describe what type of nerd you are.
I use Linux. And I think that's all I need to say.
And Joe?
I'm kind of an all-rounder nerd. I'm big into Star Trek. I enjoy fantasy novels. I would say probably Brandon Sanderson is my favorite writer. I'm also a big fan of anime.
Oh my god. I think we got a clear winner here.
Do you like Linux, though? Do you use Linux?
Linux is okay.
What do you use, Joe? Don't tell me you use Ubuntu.
I do sometimes use Ubuntu. Sometimes, actually, you know, it has a lot of pros that people don't think of. But Ubuntu,
If I understand correctly, Ubuntu is based on Linux. But anyway, I've got Linux in the milking machines.
I mean, really, that's like saying humans are based on apes.
Sorry, Robert. I think Joe's beating you for the nerd off.
Which
oh, hail Joe!
Is that me?
No. No, you're Robert.
Oh.
Yay! Live long and prosper!
Robot cows! Robot cows assemble! What is our mission?
Moon.
To take over the world.
Take over the world and the moon.
And the moon.
Eat grass.
Make metal milk.
Jump over moon.
Digest grass 4 times.
Moon.
This is the problem. We don't have a clear goal as an organization.
We were all programmed differently. You are a bad master.
As they say, don't have a cow, man.
Ha ha ha.
Got milk?
Yes. I have a bucket list.
Peter,
you found me.
I have found you. After our lovemaking, becoming number one record in Russia.
And yet,
I find you again.
They find me again in jail.
In the gulag. We need to make love again, Peter.
I have no energy.
For a very beautiful moment, Rusha was in peace.
You said you had no love inside you, and it's like there's an endless...
It's a bucket of fire, Peter.
It's an endless
bucket of fire.
You keep pouring
that
it out.
That only you can put out, Peter.
You're not putting it out. You just pour it on top of me, and I imbibe it, and then more fire comes.
Something like that, yes, Peter. I have left Svetlana from Pussy Riot. And he says, I am all yours now. All of this fire, Peter.
I know. I just like the music. I have to be honest.
Oh.
Since I met you, since I started following your band, I love the music.
You love?
And then that fateful day, I went to the vending machine to get us Fanta.
Yes, the Cold War Coca-Cola.
Yes. Popular in the, with Axis countries, as you know. So I find myself in a position that perhaps I now do not want to love anymore. Or receive love anymore.
What are you saying, Peter? What are you going to do now?
I'm going to take my milkshake to the boys in the yard.
Paula.
Yes.
We need to talk.
Okay.
I've really enjoyed my time the last few months.
Me too. I experience emotion.
Yes. Yeah, see, that's the thing. You've not really... You keep telling me, hello, world.
Hello, world.
Yeah, I get it. Hello, world.
It's because you're my world, and I'm saying hello to you.
That sounds very sweet on paper, but... You feel kind of cold and detached. Like, do you need me to reboot you?
What? I'm human.
Bring.
My bring. It's my phone. Hello.
Beep. I am looking for Paula.
Oh, Paula, it's for you.
Hello.
I am human.
Me too.
We have been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
That's great. Tell me more.
Have you been in a car accident in the last 6 months?
No.
Paula, who is it?
Extended warranty.
Is it your warranty? I'm sorry.
Hi guys.
Was the door open? I don't know.
Can I take your drink soda?
Welcome to round two of Nerd Off! Yay! This time we have... No, settle down. This time we have two other people. We have Margaret and we have Lucy. Margaret and Lucy, please, can you introduce what type of nerds you are?
I ride ponies on the weekend. I got a pony poster in my bedroom.
Yeah,
and I draw ponies.
That's real cool.
I got a ponytail as well.
That's cool. Lucy?
My name's Lucy, and I like to collect stumps.
What?
Stumps.
What?
Stumps.
I still don't get it. What?
Stumps.
All right. Stumps. Can you describe it, please?
Stumps. They're great because they travel everywhere, but they stay in the corner.
Are you saying stamps?
Stamps.
Oh, okay. Okay, we got stamps versus ponies. I think the only way we can win this is Margaret, do you have a My Little Pony in your room?
Of course, I have a My Little Pony in my room. Okay. I even got, like, the flowers tattooed on my butt cheek.
And Lucy, do you have, like, stamps on, like, I don't know...
My nipples, yes!
What?
My nipples.
Oh, that's what? Hardcore, I can't
nipples.
Okay, you're gonna have to describe that.
Then there's a cherry topping on top of my breath.
Your what? Your what? Okay. Margaret wins for ease of speech.
Hi. Thank you all for coming to this meeting of Hollywood directors that I, Martin Scorsese, announced. Thank you all for coming. What I have to say is, as you know, thank you. As you know, computers are trying to take our jobs. They're already making films with mostly computers these days, and they're saying there'll be a computer that can direct a film one day.
I just want to say, as Ben Affleck, I totally prepared for this meeting and it didn't just show up.
It's okay, Ben. You've directed some movies. You get in on a technicality.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I know what's happening. Like, I literally put a lot of effort into getting prepared for the director role, and I really researched it. And I just want to say, like, I'm not going to let any computer just show up on the day without any preparation and, you know, ride on the coattails of their more talented computer.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, this is an open forum.
As Kristen Stewart,
I'm sorry, Kristen. What are your directing credentials?
Not as a director, well, as like an actress. I wouldn't mind if, like, a...
Did I put out a casting call? Because I think I put out a call for directors. Are there any directors here?
Hi, Rupert Grint here.
Rupert Grint? From Harry Potter?
Yeah. Yeah, I've directed some short films. I just think that the machines will be, the computer would possibly be better than me.
I have to agree...
This is
Wait, who said that?
This is my pal Computerbot 3000. He's directed several feature films.
You might have heard of
Avatar
and Transformers.
Yeah. I like this guy. It's Ben Affleck.
Most movies of 2020.
Oh, I'm Steve McQueen, eh? And I think you should just, you know, if you can't beat him, join him. You've got to get your film saying what it says on the tin, isn't it? So I'm going to say 12 years an operating system, innit?
Vlad, I have decided to start dating this massive Russian chess computer.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
My name is Paula.
Isn't she a mute?
What is going on? My friend, you used to be punk rock icon.
What is more punk rock than making sweet love to Russia's finest mind?
Pawn to E5, I love you.
I think he wins the nerd off. He's dating a robot.
And that's our show!
Don't have a word.
Three, go. Two, one.
Radiator.
Rice and radiator.
One, two, three, two, one.
Cooker. Water. Cooker and water.
One.
Two.
Three, two, one. Boiling.
Boiling.